Soon we're going to continue in our studying heroes of faith found in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. And we're going to look at three different characters tonight: Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. In the last couple of lessons, we talked about Abraham, and certainly there's a lot to be said about him. And there's not as much information about Isaac, even though he is listed here in Hebrews chapter 11 as being one of these that we should recognize because of his faith. So we're going to look at him briefly and see why he might be listed here. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 20, by faith Isaac invoked future blessings on Jacob and Esau. So that's a very short statement about Isaac and what he did. And we do know the story about Isaac and how he blessed Jacob and Esau, and he ended up blessing Jacob as the firstborn because Jacob had tricked him. But this is just a short statement here in Hebrews chapter 11, so it's really easy to pass by and continue on reading about the other heroes of faith. But let's stop and determine why the Hebrew author picks this event of Isaac blessing Jacob and Esau as an act of faith. And, you know, that question is even more interesting when you remember that situation when Isaac pronounced the blessings because he believed that Esau was the one on which he was pronouncing those blessings when he was actually pronouncing them then on Jacob. And only once Esau returns with a meal does Isaac realize that he had been deceived by Jacob. So you can imagine how that he must have felt when he realized what had happened. In Genesis chapter 27 is where we read this account. Genesis chapter 27 in verse 33. Genesis chapter 27 verse 23. I'm going to back up a few verses in verse 30. So it happened as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he also had made savory food and brought it to his father and said to his father, "Let my father arise and eat of his son's game, that your soul may bless me." And his father Isaac said to him, "Who are you?" And he said, "I am your son, your firstborn Esau." Then Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, "Who? Where is the one who hunted game and brought it to me? I ate all of it before you came, and I have blessed him, and indeed he shall be blessed." So it's interesting here that it says that Isaac was trembling. In fact, it says he was trembling violently or trembling greatly because he had just given the blessings of the first fruits, the fruitfulness of the land and the nation to Jacob and not Esau. And so that's really a monumental mistake. And so when Hebrews chapter 11 says, by faith Isaac invoked future blessings on Jacob and Esau, what is this act of faith here that is coming into play? Why is he being recognized for an act of faith in this act of blessing the wrong person? So what we see here is that Isaac had faith that he believed that he was blessing the right person. And he does not try to revoke this. Isaac does not try to revoke the blessing that he gave to Jacob. Isaac doesn't curse Jacob for his deception. Isaac doesn't give Esau an equal blessing to try to make up for what took place. If you look at Genesis chapter 28, verses 1 through 4, you see that Isaac believed that his blessing that was being passed down through Abraham and through himself was going to be fulfilled in Jacob. And so this is important. Genesis chapter 28, verses 1 through 4. Then Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said to him, "You shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father, and take yourself a wife there of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may be an assembly of peoples, and give you the blessing of Abraham to you and your descendants with you, that you may inherit the land in which you were a stranger, which God gave to Abraham." So Isaac is telling Jacob, "I know that this blessing that was promised to me and was promised to my father is something that's going to be fulfilled through you." So Isaac is accepting that Jacob is who God is going to fulfill this through. and that God really has selected Jacob. And, you know, we can see from other things that are said about Jacob and Esau, even the fighting in the womb, that this was the plan, that Jacob was going to be the one that was chosen. So Isaac doesn't try to pull Esau aside and try to make Esau a great nation that's going to possess the land. He understands now that this is a blessing that belongs to Jacob. And, you know, we really wouldn't understand this except for these words of the writer of Hebrews that said that Isaac had faith, even regarding things to come, that Jacob would fulfill God's promises. And so what really seems to us like a big